The coverage gap refers to some 78,000 state residents who make too much money to qualify for Medicaid coverage, but too little to qualify for subsidized care under the state's insurance exchange. Under what's being called the Idaho Health Care Plan, about 38,000 low-income employed residents could receive federal tax credits to help them afford private insurance. Health and Welfare Department spokesman Chris Smith says the idea would be to get federal authorities to grant waivers to the State Department of Health and Welfare and also the Department of Insurance.
One of the waivers will address helping a portion of the population qualify for that tax credit. The other waiver that we're also taking a public comment on is going to expand the complex medical needs conditions of folks who will qualify for Medicaid coverage. So it's a two-pronged approach to deliver a healthcare system that addresses a portion of the gap population.
The plan would also need approval from the governor and the Idaho legislature. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.